أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم. For some time in the month of Ramadan we had been discussing different surahs of the Quran Sharif, most especially those surahs in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us some virtue, some fadila. So in keeping with that, inshallah, we will attempt to do Surah Al-Mulk, which is known as Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-Mulk, the virtues that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to the surah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the Quran Sharif there is a surah that consists of 30 ayat, 30 verses. Whoever recites them, it will intercede on their behalf, obviously in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when we look at intercession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not anyone and everyone will be allowed to intercede on behalf of anyone else in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayatul kursi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni, who is there to intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but by his permission. In other words, there is none that can intercede by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but by the permission or the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other ahadith has it that this Quran Sharif in itself will be an intercessor on the day of Qiyamah, and here particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the surah. So to explore the meaning of the surah, just to give us some idea of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about, the intention obviously will be that we practice upon whatever is recited, whatever is heard, whatever is explained. And with this intention, inshallah, we hope in the courts of Allah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will allow this surah and this Quran Sharif to become an intercessor on our behalf. When Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was told to leave Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That your original abode has been Jannah, O insan, and hence you need to return also back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, where the decision will be made, and inshallah, we make dua and have hope that it will be Jannah. But of course, what is the recipe of that Jannah? What is the path of that Jannah? فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى, that when the guidance comes from me, and this guidance is the Qur'an, this is the link between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its explanation has been made by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَا, whoever follows my guidance, the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered in the Quran Sharif via our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no khawf upon that person, there will be no fear upon that person. Usually we fear the future, that what is going to happen tomorrow. So on the day of Qiyamah, what is going to happen to a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve that person. وَلَاهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and there will be no grief. Grief is something of the past. A person grieves of incidents and events that had taken place in the past. And the only event that would have taken place would be the event of life in itself that we had on the surface of this earth. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed us that this surah has been so maqbool, like that the whole Quran is the word and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this surah some form of priority in the sense that it in itself will intercede on our behalf. Then we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that that person that recites two surahs of the Quran. One is Surah Mulk, Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk, and the other is Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha Salat. It is as though that person has stood up in ibadat on the night of Qadr. Now we know that the night of Qadr, there is a multiplication by 1,000 nights. And whatever ibadat is made, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala multiplies it. And here Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us a multiplication insofar as the rewards in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had actually showed us a desire. He displays a desire to the ummah that my heart desires that the ummah learns the surah by heart. My heart desires that the ummah learns the surah by heart, and perhaps those of us that do not know the surah by heart, it is a surah of 30 verses. This month of Ramadan may be an ideal opportunity for us to learn a verse a day so that we will be able to learn this and fulfill the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times we find obedient children saying that my parents desired this, that is why I did it. Now my Nabi is desiring it, and because my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desires it, let me also fulfill the desire of my Nabi that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, he will fulfill my desire in that extreme thirst. He will give me from the water of Kawthar to drink, inshaAllah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif, that once Sahaba, we were going in a group of people and we pitched up a tent. We were not sure, we did not know what was in the vicinity, in the area. It happened that there was a grave, that was, a person was buried in that grave. And as we began to pitch this tent, then we heard somebody from within, from under the ground, reciting Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. So of course, that is something that is shocking. We go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we then put this case in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded that whoever recites the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard him from the punishment and the chastisement. So much has been said in the hadith with regards to the surah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we explore just a little bit of the surface of the meaning of the surah. So we have the gist of the surah, inshaAllah. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make it a reality that it comes into our lives. And whatever the promises in the hadith is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills that in the hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.